I think the important thing is that we all need to take the storm very seriously. We've lived through severe winter weather for several years now, and I think some of us may consider this storm in the same, or be thinking of this storm in the same vein. I think it is important to understand that this has definitely has some significant danger associated with the storm, and we need to take it seriously and be prepared to follow the guidance from our local authorities.
Okay, so first things first, keep yourself safe, keep your family safe. But when it comes to continuity of operations, what do people need to know?
Well, I think the important thing is that they need to understand that we're apt to be without power, be without reliable communications for several days, potentially depending on where people are living. So, I mean, ideally today, all of us are preparing for that. So before we head home at the end of the day, we're taking work home with us to keep us productive over the course of next week. And we're also updating our communication. So we have a clear understanding of how our managers are going to communicate with us and how we're going to communicate with our managers and the rest of our colleagues in a situation where phone lines may not be reliable.
I wondered about that because, you know, sheltering in place and doing your work via telework is an option. But if you don't have power, then you really are in a fix, right?
Yeah, it really is a challenge, and this is where it, really creativity comes into play. You may not be able to do the normal assignments that you're working on, but there may be some other things that don't require access to your intranet, for example. So if there's some administrative work that you can catch up on, or other things that that can just be done on your local laptop, then I think those types of things may need to get prioritized.
Now, you're with the Business Assurance Office at Booz Allen Hamilton. How is it you guys are putting your continuity of operations plans in place?
We've been monitoring this storm for several days now. We have a number of offices from Florida all the way up through Boston that potentially were or are at risk. So we've been working closely with each of those offices to make sure that that our leadership at those offices have a good understanding of what their plans are, have a good understanding of and providing direction to our staff to make sure that our staff are safe, and then also really focusing on our ability or the ability of my team to communicate with each of these offices throughout the storm and afterwards, so we can really get back into gear as quickly as possible when the storm goes through. We have a good sense of staff accountability, so we know if anybody is in danger or if staff have had significant property damage or other impacts like that, then we know whom we need to be working most closely to help.
We are talking with Ray Thomas, the senior manager overseeing Booz Allen Hamilton's Business Assurance Office. We're getting tips for the continuity of operation within your agency. And, of course, this being apparently, through no fault of our own, Natural Disaster Week here in Washington, D.C. This is just days after the earthquake that we had. Some agencies may have experienced more damage than others. Does that also play a factor? Is that layer upon layer of challenge when it comes to continuity of operations? Or should your COOP plans be able to accommodate for something like that?
Well, I mean, ideally, yes, you can accommodate it. But I think the reality is that you run into disaster fatigue, frankly. A lot of agencies and a lot of companies in the area really had to respond very quickly to the earthquake, and that was something that a lot of us had not certainly had at the top of our risk matrix. So I think with the storm coming on very closely on the heels of the earthquake, that does certainly put a stress on a lot of emergency plans.
Yeah, I have to say that's probably the quote of the week, the earthquake not being at the top of our stress matrix or our disaster matrix. That's the understatement of the day, I think. Also, as these continuity of operation plans go into effect, because clearly they likely will, considering what we're up against over the weekend, is the onus then on the manager to reach out to the workers, or do the workers take the initiative? What is the best way to get that ball rolling to ensure the continuity of operations?
Really, the best way is having information flow in both directions. What I found is that you can't really rely on one single mechanism to work in an emergency. You need to plan for layers of communication. So as a manager, I need to have plan to push information down to my staff, but I also need to make sure that I have a means to get information back from them. And if either one of those communications links doesn't work, then one or both sides will really be kind of in the dark. So it's really important to make sure that information flows both up and down the chain.
And that's a plan that within your agency you should probably have in place already.
In place and tested.
Now, do you find that social media like Facebook, Twitter, things like that help, or is it information overload?
Both, frankly. It's I think the social media issue is still somewhat emerging in the emergency management field. It has a tremendous, potential, but right now it's I think it's not fully integrated into a lot of agencies' continuity of operations plans, so it gives, I think, at best, kind of an incomplete picture.